We go to Alex Boone for our weekly conversation with the 49ers right guard here on 95.7 The Game. It's a big NFL Monday brought to you by the Oaks Card Club, Antioch Toyota, and the Ford store of San Leandro. Alex, man, it seemed like a happy locker room yesterday. What's everybody talking about today?
You know, I thought when I was younger, they told me when you win, you're supposed to smile and be happy. I'm not sure what everybody's frowning about these days.
I'm really a little curious about it all, too. I mean, yeah, there are things to clean up, and there's some football to get better at, and there's some plays to be a little more crisp. But, geez, it was a win yesterday. We were at the same game, right?
I would hope so, but at the same time, it is football. Things happen. You have to adjust. They blocked the punt. Okay, what are we going to do? Sit there, cry about it. Oh, my God, they blocked the punt. Let's just end the game. No, you go back and you fight. And that's what we did. That's who we are. And I'm proud of my team for what they did.
It's really weird, the tenor around the team. I don't know if it's got Levi Stadium something to do with it or what the hard feelings are. But again, a very good win yesterday, and I really did. I thought that there were three games inside of the Niner game, and I want to talk to you about them all. Let's start with the special teams, which obviously was the low-hanging fruit in that game for you guys. It's one of the worst special teams games I've seen the Niners play. Two touchdowns come with special teams mistakes, and that needs to be cleaned up. I'm confident it will be. Defensively, it's maybe the best game the Niners have played in 2-3 years. I mean, that was phenomenal, the way you shut them down. Offensively, what did you take away from the game?
You know, there's things that you can always clean up, but at the same time, we got back to who we are. We found our identity in that game, and that was an important game to find our identity because that's who we are and that's what we believe in. And not only that, but they're a team that if you let them, they'll run the score up on you, and they don't stop. Literally, they don't stop. They just go. They go up to the line, they run a play, they go right back up to the line, run a play. You know, we played 90 plays in that game. I watched it last night. I said, 90 plays? I haven't played 90 plays ever. Now I know why I'm so sore today. You know, that was one of the keys to the game was we need to hold on to the ball. We need to keep our defense off the field. And I think we did a good job of that.
It was an inordinate amount of time of possession for the Niners. Nearly 45 minutes of clock time you guys held the ball. It was something else. You know, look, defensively, they had some moments, too. They sent the kitchen sink all afternoon long. There were a lot of blitzes. Some got through. I mean, and lineman goes down. Now you're playing out of position. You were playing tackle yesterday. It's a lot to deal with coming at you.
Hey, it's football. You got to adjust, right?
How comfortable are you when you go out to tackle?
More comfortable than I am at right guard.
You're kidding.
Is that creepy or what?
That's a little creepy.
I know. It creeps me out a little bit, too. But at the same time, I love right guard. It's who I am. I mean, it's literally, to describe it, it's a fight in a phone booth. What else would I rather do all day?
So, let me ask you, do you feel like you're playing out of position?
No. I mean, I'm playing the best where my team needs me. And that's what I do. I'm a team player. And anything my team needs me to do, I'll do. I enjoy the position I play. I think it fits me more than any position ever. You know, I'm clearly not a defensive player. I'm too smart for that. Offensively, I'm not fast, and I don't have hands, so I'm not a receiver or a tight end. I can't throw a ball. I'm not a quarterback, and I'm certainly not fast, so I'm not a running back. So they said, hey, listen, if you're an aggressive guy and you like to fight people, you're probably a right guard. And I said, okay, let's do it.
In the 49ers' two wins, we're talking with guard Alec Boone here on the Damon Bruce Show. Alex, the 49ers, I thought, returned offensively to their identity because Frank Gore was involved yesterday. In the two wins, Gore and Hyde have combined for 57 carries. In the two losses, only 26 carries between the two of them. And I thought that was a reason to feel real good about yesterday. Frank Gore looked like Frank Gore again.
Absolutely. And he sounded like Frank Gore after the game. You know, he's happy, he's talking, and he's excited. You know, that's the Frank we need to see every week, and that's on the offensive line to keep him like that, you know. And to go out there and play smash-mouth football, that's who we are. We enjoy that. You know, to go out and impose our will on another team, that's what football is all about. That is the bottom line to football. People love these passing attack offense. I can't stand them. You know, it's too flashy for me. I'm going to put your hand in the ground, eat some dirt, have some fun, do what you got to do, and that's what football is all about to me.
Somewhere Woody Hayes is smiling right now.
Protégé.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to be taking some calls a little bit later on. But again, Alex Boone right now. I want to play what Trent Dilfer said, in case you haven't heard it, you might not even want to hear it, but here's what... I got to play this for you because it's about the offense, and you would have thought you guys were held to negative yards yesterday based on these comments.
Brutal on offense. In fact, it made me sick last night when we kept talking about how great Frank Gore was, or that throw Colin Kaepernick made to C.B. Johnson. Offensively, it's frenetic, it's spitball, it's ugly, horrible clock management, lack of energy by offensive, but a lot of series that ended, and there was no communication, guys slouching their shoulders, just bad body language. It's become almost toxic.
Again, the Niners shut out by the Eagles 55-0 yesterday. What do you think of that?
David, listen, I can go two ways on this. But I'm not gonna be mean. But I will say this. Yesterday was a great game. It was a fist fight. We knew exactly what it was gonna be. We went into that game, they were 3-0. Am I the only person that remembers that they were 3-0 going into this game? That they beat the Colts, Andrew Luck, the second coming. I mean, am I the only guy that remembers that? And our defense shut down their offense. We ran for over 200 yards on them. Well, I mean, what is everybody so upset about? I'm confused. Guys are slouching around. It's toxic. I mean, those are words that should never be used. I mean, I don't get it. But at the same time, I live in another world. I live in my team's world. See, in our locker room, we do what we do. And we don't really worry about everybody on the outside, especially people that talk nonsense like that, especially talk about our coach. I mean, come on. That doesn't make sense to me.
I really don't understand where the criticism's coming from. I mean, again, toxic for a team that ran up 407 yards of offense yesterday, the most since putting nearly 500 on the Packers week one last year. So it just seems odd. Now, here is the sports talk radio host and the conspiracy theorist in me. One might think, Alex, that there is someone on the Niners who is texting behind the back of the team, not expressing their feelings maybe in the locker room, but maybe Deion does have a source or a mole in that locker room. Maybe Trent Dilfer does have a source or a mole in that locker room. You know, you've played for a lot of coaches throughout your life, and I don't think you need to necessarily be in love with your coach as long as that coach delivers results. And again, last time I checked, Jim Harbaugh is 38-13-1 as this team's head coach.
Yeah, so what's the problem? I'm confused. Is winning not good? Is business not a booming right now, boys? I mean, here's my problem with all this. If you're not in our locker room, then keep the 49ers name out of your mouth. Let's just do that. Because you have no idea what goes on in our locker room. For guys to talk about, oh, so-and-so told me this. Who's so-and-so? Oh, I can't tell you that. Oh, sounds like my wife's talking over here. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you who said that. Oh, okay, well, then guess what? It doesn't matter to me. Because it's probably not true. It's not important. See, that's the whole problem I have with all this. Now, if they'd have said, name to name, he said this. Now you got a story. But everyone's saying, oh, well, the suit's upstairs or somebody in the locker room. Well, who are the suits and who are the guys? Because last I checked, I was in the locker room yesterday, and it was all smiles. And everybody was happy, and nobody was saying, we want him out. As a matter of fact, I know for a fact that everybody loves Harbaugh. He's a great guy. He's a great coach. How could you not want to win for a guy that wears cleats during the game? Come on now. Have you not seen that guy's energy? He's excited 24/7. You got to love to play for a guy like that. That's what football is all about. And for people to come out and say, oh, you know, so-and-so told me that they want him on the outs. All right, well, let's name your source. Go ahead. I can't do that. Okay, well, then that just makes no sense to me. I don't know. Apparently, I don't live in reality anymore.
No, but your wife does have unnamed sources too, apparently, huh?
Apparently, you know, she's like, oh, my friend. Who's your friend? Oh, you know, she's, you know, I don't know your friend. Get out of here. That's stupid.
We're talking with Alex Boone of the 49ers about unnamed sources and so on and so forth. Again, it was a game that, you know, here's my complaint. You're looking to go for a slit-the-throat drive at the end of the game, and Kaepernick does get a delay a game. Seems like an odd time to get a delay a game, and I was, you know, joking around saying that my clock would be counting down backwards from 24 all day long if I'm a quarterback. Like, as soon as I woke up in the morning, I'd be like 24, 23, 22, and I'd be counting on the way to breakfast. Can you explain why the delay a game seemed to be a game-to-game issue? We talked about it a little last week.
This is going to sound really weird and super high schoolish, but I'm going to be honest with you guys. a lot of times after a play, the offensive line, they want to know what happened. Something didn't go right. Something went wrong. You know, everybody's always kind of looking up at the Jumbotron, like, what happened? Where can we fix it? Because I feel like as a player, you want to fix the problem the minute it happens. It's not like, hey, let's wait till the sideline. It's like, no, let's fix it now. So we're always trying to figure out what went wrong. Sometimes we get late back in the huddle. Cap's trying to call the play. Guys are still talking. He's yelling, hey, everybody shut up. I'm trying to talk. You know, it's a lot more chaos than people think. Football's not, you know, I'm out there, hey, guys, what are you doing? Hey, let's have some fun. You know what I'm saying? It's everybody's yelling at each other. Hey, what's going on? That was the, you know, was that an odd? Was that an over? What are you doing? You know, and so sometimes Cap's plays, it takes a while to get them in, especially when you're talking over five guys that are trying to deal something out. So, you know, that's on us as an offense. We got to get it cleaned up. We will get it cleaned up. It's easily fixable. But at the same time, it's just the spirit of the game. And you know, it happens. It's football. We got to adjust.
Well, the 49ers, again, adjusted all the way to preventing the first three-game losing streak of the Jim Harbaugh era. They've got a week to prepare for Alex Smith and the Kansas City Chiefs coming to town. Obviously, you know Alex pretty darn well. Are you getting excited to see his return? And it's kind of like the matchup against Kaepernick that I guess everyone has been talking about and wanting to see for a while.
Oh, God, here we go. Another one. Another matchup.
Listen, should they have kept Alex Smith? Did they keep the wrong quarterback? Go. What do you think?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to hear that all week. Listen, I will tell you this. This is a great team coming in. Kansas City. They went to the playoffs last year. They're led by a great quarterback. They have a phenomenal defense. I'm excited about this matchup. If you thought last week was going to be a fist fight, this week's going to be even a bigger fist fight. Every week we play, it seems to be on a bigger stage, a bigger team. It's going to be lights out. Let it all loose. Let it rip. Let's have some fun, baby.
So I tell you what. We're going to have fun next week when we get into how much weight Scott Mitchell is losing on The Biggest Loser. We had too much to talk about this week. We will have a Who's Skinnier update next week because I did ask, what your favorite TV show on right now is indeed The Biggest Loser. I'm guessing you look at that and you think, not in my future. I have to avoid being on this show someday.
I seriously think my wife secretly watches that show just to show me what I'm not allowed to look like someday. She's like, kind of like, yeah, this guy, look, he's working so hard. He's done with football. He's doing a great job. What do you think, babe? What do you mean, what do I think? I think good job, Damian. What, you did a good job. You lost some weight. She's like, yeah, he did a real good job. He lost all that weight after football, didn't he? Okay.
Well, yeah, he put on 100 pounds after, and then he lost it. But
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, what are you trying to say to me? Like, but it was great to finally meet you. And we should do an interview in person, like live. You and me, big table, BW3 type thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's absolutely. Like, we can put this together. Look, how about this? The answer on my end is yes. So let's just put it together. Let's figure out a time to do it, and we'll hold court.
You're on the clock, baby.
Done. Done. Write it down. Thank you very much. Alex Boone here on the Damon Bruce Show, our weekly conversation. Always worth hearing.